how to start a cell, a fellowship, a church, how to pioneer a work in a new place. I'm not an expert with it, firstly, let me say. I've just been around for a few days. But the wisdom of God is at work, and from, of course, from also what I've seen and I've been trained, I think I can offer one or two things. Hallelujah. I don't think, I know we have many years to go, amen? But at least we've gone at least over half a decade. So it's not as young as you think. Hallelujah. It's not a church that we did not start 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Amen. Alright, Matthew 28 verse 18. Jesus came and spoke unto them. And he said, all power is given to me, which is the word authority, exousia in the Greek. E-X-O-U-S-I-A. Is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Again, that authority is the authority for salvation. He's not saying he has all the power in the world, power for money, ritual, power for... No, that's not what he's saying. It's the authority to have men saved. Alright, so, he says all authority is given to me in heaven and in the earth. And says, on the basis of this authority, go and make disciples. That's verse 19. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe, verse 20, whatsoever things I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always till the end of the age. Amen. So Jesus gives a great commission, what we call the great commission, the mandate. And he says, go and preach. Go and make disciples. In Mark 16:15, you have it as, go and preach to all of the world. Go and preach to every creature. Whosoever believes and is baptized is saved. Whosoever believes not is damned. So we have the work of preaching. And in preaching, there are times where we might have to start new works. Okay, I was looking for you there. Start new works in new places. And we really want to talk about that. Now, there are things that are taught that you don't need in the moment. Are you listening to me? There are things that are taught that you need later in life. But you must learn to listen to it. I was not close to pastoring at all when I started eavesdropping. I'll call it eavesdropping. Ministers' meetings at Scout Camp. It's Grace. So they will have meetings for pastors and deacons, church leaders. You know what I'll do? I'll pretend like I want to come to church to rehearse. So they will see me in the teenagers' church or children's church. I'll be rehearsing. Once they start the meeting, I will now sneak upstairs. Now, you guys are, they are seeing the picture, more you and the rest. I will sneak, there's a way you can sneak upstairs. Because the main auditorium, you have been there, I went to teach there some time ago. So the main auditorium, but you see, to go upstairs, you will not have to enter the main auditorium. There's a wall of ushers. I'll just to listen to what they are saying. Now there are times I heard what I was not supposed to hear, but it did not matter, there's nothing I can do about it, and I'm not a gossip. But I got a lot of wisdom just listening to things about pastoring when I was not close to it. I saw the way rebuke was done for leaders. Don't try this at all. That's the end time pastor is talking to cell leaders. I feel like I want to increase the volume of microphone. Yeah, let me see how you climb upstairs. Hallelujah. So there are things you must be smart enough to acquire information and know when they will be needed in the future. For some of you, it's going to be in the present. What am I saying? There are things that are taught that are not for now. And let me say this again. In this church, Glorious House Church, if you are not willing to pastor, to oversee people and to mentor people, you will eventually leave. I'm saying this as a word of wisdom, as a fact. If you have no desire to pastor, you can't stay here for long. Our mission is to raise people who are going to pastor others. I have no business gathering crowd to worship. It's to raise ministers of the gospel. Hallelujah. That is the goal. So if you don't have the same goal with me, you are in the wrong place. Or better still, you have the wrong goal. Hallelujah. That is what we came to do here. To raise people who are going to oversee others. To raise people who are going to pastor others. I joke with some of you sometimes, I say, pastor, let me see. Because eventually, that's what I see. If it doesn't happen, I am the one that failed. Hallelujah. That's what we're here for. And so whether you like it or not, as long as you are going to be in the Glorious House Church, this information will be useful some year. And you probably have to Google it on JC Media. Starting a new cell. The pastor, we meet the pastor 30 times. Is it retreat? Is it workers meeting? Is that you say retreat? Workers meeting, your last day of camp meeting. Last day of camp meeting is the same thing as retreat. It's the same thing as workers meeting. So starting a new work, hallelujah. So you open your heart to know. Hosea said, you will know if you follow the Lord. So, you know, in school too, you don't learn so that you can practice it that day. Eh? Whatever you learned in school was to practice it later. Even though some of you don't even practice it at all. You did economics, you don't know it. Oh, my ick. You have to calculate. You say, it's just debit and loss. I said, debit and credit. That's accounting, I mean. I don't know what they are teaching you. Everybody knows credit and credit. Nobody that his money is lost. Amen. Debit and credit. You did engineering, mechanical engineering, and you cannot change tire. What were you making about in school? Hello? You study civil. Can you build a house now? You can. Smart cities. Why were you looking at things first? You like to diss my guy. So you don't learn things in school to use it that same day. You learn it for later. Always be open to knowledge. Yeah. So we said how to start a new cell or how to start a new work. Oftentimes the work starts with cells. That's our own language. Yeah. Cells are small groups, the basic units in the local church for us. And then the cell leaders know when the cell gets to a particular number, we don't want the cell to grow to 50. Abi? When it gets to a particular number, it has to split. It's getting too much. The cell is meant to be a very basic place where we all know each other well. So we cannot have a cell of 50 people. It will not happen. Amen. But can we have multiple cells that belong to the same fellowship? Yes. So you start seeing that in the coming days. Amen. Alright, so that's it. So we're looking at starting a new cell, which would be the very primary way to start any work. And by extension, the same way you start is the same way you start every other one. There's no difference between pioneering a cell and starting a church. It's the same thing. I'm going to use the word cell. Starting a new cell. Alright. Thank you, Jesus. So, the first thing is to be clear in your mind what you ought to do. We already know that Jesus asked us to go preach the gospel to every creature. Alright. He asked us to go preach the gospel to every creature. He asked us to make disciples of everyone. So you have to be clear in your mind what you ought to do. So that you don't run a million... that means you have been following me for a while. So that you don't run a million miles in the wrong direction. Someone used that for Arsenal one time. Some people are not okay. You said that everybody was running race. Arsenal, the best I was that did not turn back. Everybody was running like this. He was running like, who just ate us? Arsenal of Nazareth. But people only hate you when you are the best. Amen. Or when they feel you have something they don't have. That is gold. You get it. You don't get it because you don't have anything gold. Alright. Arsenal is the only one that has the invisible trophy, the golden trophy. No other person in the world can go find that out. Hallelujah. Alright, so you have to know what you want to do. Someone came to me one time, she wanted to start a teenager outreach in secondary schools. I don't know if they are primary six, but the elderly ones in primary school, yeah, with the secondary school students. And I said, oh, beautiful, beautiful, come on. After praying, she's not doing that. She has even met with some NGO. It's not my prayer that made you go and look for NGO. I said, NGO for what? She said, so that they can teach them about teenage pregnancy. Oh, you ain't gonna teach them HIV testing too. You must know what you want to do. Are you doing NGO or you are doing the work of ministry? Go to mom, minister of the gospel, I'm a pink condom. And you say teenage pregnancy. Minister of the gospel. When you share some condom to someone, is that not faith? Is that not faith in the person to go and, you understand? For decoration. Hallelujah. NGO. Before you know, you start printing shirts. Say no to rape. Matthew Kilevekubai. Which book will you quote? You must know what you are set out to do. That should be clear. Let's start with the basic for every Christian, which you need in the new work. Commitment. The truth is, there is more to life than meets the eye. That's the truth. you will need a lot of commitment. We are in such an age where people have a lot of knowledge and zero commitment. An average young person jump churches 3 years max. Start looking for another church. Where is the happening one now? Which one is happening now? Which one is in town? Average. Because there's just no commitment in this age. Only a sort of Greek words. Ha! Didaskalia, didaskolos, didasko. After all the Greek words. No commitment to teach. You know everything about teaching, the teacher, the doctrine, but you have no commitment to teach itself. Can teach about prayer, but he cannot pray. One emoji like that, one time. He came for one meeting. Come on, you have to pray. I know why. He didn't know we are going to pray. We are going to pray that much. So as you started praying, 4 hours, 5 hours, I just came to meet him. Emoji, I have a ministration. They are the people you call Shakabula ministers. You know Shakabula. AK-47 will not stand. Boom. They will just kill the person. AK-47. But Shakabula, he has nothing. If Shakabula shoots you, you can leave again. There is nothing inside. If you manage to judge this one, AK-47, he touch any part of your body. That part ceases to exist. Snipers don't make noise. You just go, target, target. Target, target. Watch a kabula. Alright? Boom! Boom! In the that's a kabula ministers. Nothing. Everything is mouth. When you are fast, 3 o'clock, you're already doing like this. 3 o'clock. And you are a pastor. 6 o'clock, you think, you're already carrying food. 6 o'clock. You can't stay in much fasting like Paul said. Say you have proved yourself a minister of God. Much patience in afflictions, in necessities, in distress, in watchings, in fastings. 2 Corinthians 6. In fastings. Hallelujah. So you must know that it is a work that requires commitment. I saw people sharing flyer. Flyer. The gospel is not about flyers. The gospel is not about flyers. The gospel is about the word. It's about the message. It's Caruso. Caruso. You preach it. When you preach it, it comes in people's heart. Have you preached it? Forget that they are doing flyer. Where's your own flyer? You preach. Then go and talk about the people that are sharing flyer. You are just not committed. Starting a work is not first looking for venue. No, it is first resolving your hearts that you are in a lifelong journey. Lifelong means it will never stop. So if you are not someone who knows how to endure and know how to commit to something, you will fail God. It's a work that takes all your life. What did I say? It's a call that takes all... why is he scared to say it? It's a call that does what? It takes all your life. That's it. So you must start out committed. It's not just talking, you start doing things. You that you know true doctrine. What have you done with true doctrine? I envy people who are committed. Sometimes when I see people in white garments, I like them. They will wear that white garment like this. They will not wear shoes. What tamuri? What jamuri? Yellow? Or blue? Eh? That's what little rule, yeah. So why I mean? How am I speaking? Why can't you wear the robe like this? Without shoes. In the scorching sun. This rain that you're already wearing, you're already looking for Crocs. So you say, Pastor, can we get rain boots? Rain guinea. Boots to call. Bonnet. In the rain, in the sun. You can't shame them. It's called commitment. You that you know what? What is your hypodegma? What's your show of commitment? And someone, the sun was scorching that they were coming back. We're coming back from church. You probably did not see it. And I saw her. She wasn't like this. It shows that the ground was hot. It's one of those days where we said, let's just take keke. The sun was scorching. She wasn't like this. To tell you that the ground was hot. But she didn't wear palm. It is a commitment. You can't start. I was telling Broadway one day that you can't start with balance. It's one of the things I learned early in ministry. How can you start a walk and you're already balancing things? My cell, everything must be balanced. You know, we can't just pray too much. We can't emphasize on the word doctrine too much. We have to balance it. You are tiny. You are too young to start balancing anything. First, go extreme first. If you are here when we start your church, you will first go extreme first. Someone is sick. Oh yeah, pray still. Come for Bradley. Now, if someone is not feeling too well, I'll say, if there's someone that you will say, come like that. I'll be the one telling you that. Let the person start. He can pray. He can do his own later. And they'll be looking at us and say, Pastor, this is not it. Pastor, this is not the way he did us. You can afford balance later. How can you start with balance? You end in error. You start in commitment. And you know, I can still change it though. Oh. Well, look, my next prayer rally, so I'm still not feeling well. Come. You know, I have an exam next day. Well, we said, oh yeah, come. You from here, you go for exams. Yeah. Oh. That's balance too. You balance prayer with. Start and committed. It's not about just talking it. The carousel of the people of that man that are intelligent in the related questions. You're going to get out. You've not asked once since the day you taught it. Intelligent that maybe, oh, did they hear come? Hallelujah. It's not talking. Commitment is what you do. It's what you show. Look at 2 Timothy 3. See what Paul told Timothy. Are you learning something? Yeah, 2 Timothy 3. Verse 10. Are you there? Can we read together? My mind of life, my purpose, my faith, my what? Sorry, what do you have in your version? Persecution and suffering. No, that's long suffering. My endurance. That's what I'm looking for. That means the work of ministry sometimes is what you endure. It's not hobby. It's not what you do at leisure. It's a rock of offense. Pastor, it's really affecting my studies. You will find a way of slotting in your studies. This one is first. You get it? In your studies, you will find a way of slotting in. It's called endurance. I called on campus. Personally, it was war for me. Because, I just to be reading, preaching. And I was teaching like 3 times in a week. I'll take leaders meeting, and I'll take the service. And I'll still go for pastor's meeting on Saturday. And I'll still go to church on Sunday. So that was like 4 times church. And I'll still do outreach and follow up. Literally, let me just tell you, Monday to Sunday was taken. In fact, a fellow classmate was telling me that some sect of people in class were expecting me to fail. That they were talking about. I said, why are you not telling me? Why are you part of them? He said, PM now. I mean, I know say you sabi. I said, don't sabi, oh. I'm not saying the truth. I don't sabi anything. I barely have it before out, amen. I barely the work. Don't try this at home. grace that was the grace. More grace, more good. More word of knowledge. Take a shit out. You buy materials like this. Today that when I just take a shit at my roommates now, they just gonna photocopy that shit. It was working. At the point I did not need to pray again. I was just taking shit out. They say, why did you put that one aside? Get to the pit aside. I can Franklin. I can call him. It worked for him so much because he would not do extra. Then he would not get IMAX. You wonder why he was passing. He had word of wisdom with study. I don't have word of wisdom. I don't need that one. I just want to pass. Yeah, I don't know how to get distinction. Me. So when I put it aside, he just said, okay. Steven, which page is that? 19. So I just speak like 4. He said, are you sure? There was one, I went for a prayer meeting. I failed that exam. I think I've said it before. I said, well, failure is no. I failed. That's the first exam in my entire life. And I came in perform. My entire life, I failed. I just laughed. So my friend said, what will now happen? I said, we'll receive it now. What will happen again? When it was time to receive, the people that did not go for the prayer, some of them failed. They didn't go for prayer. What are you doing with your life? Oh, Lord, prayer will preach to ocean. Oh, to fail. It's like people that say, ministry is not allowing them to make money. Yeah, you have left ministry. How much have you made now? Tell us, how much have you now made? Oh, make your you are still struggling, no? Who could serve the Lord and let him be meeting your needs? Amen. I just When I came back, it was time for the receipt. I just said, now there's time. Because I didn't know the exam was going to hold. You remember now? I didn't know the exam was going to hold. I didn't have to bring it forward. And we are already on prayer grounds. So I let, we just finished praying about 28, 29 hours. At this one, I just went to garage. Oh my God, Thailand. A, B, B, B. 39, 100. I wrote it, the guy got 83. And I did not read, no. Don't do it though. But I was settled enough to pick my things again. Hallelujah. They didn't allow me to pick it. You must be committed. So when people tell me, it's school, it's... I always feel, really, when you want to do something, you find a way. When you don't want to do it, you find an excuse. I tell myself, you are not the busiest man on the earth. We have a vice president of Nigeria. He preaches every Sunday. He's the vice president of the country. And he still has time to preach. I heard one of his sermons recently. He was telling people, calm down. Be patient. It was a 2020 sermon. I was teaching people patience, Galatians 5. I said, the work of ministry is by unfeigned faith. Paul told Timothy, he said, the faith I saw in your grandmother and in your mother, Lois, he said, I have found the same faith in you, unfeigned faith. That is commitment. That's what faith is. It's not the ability to preach. It is commitment. You have to be committed to it. He said, it's not by flyer. It's by what? What's your own commitment? Look at Jehovah, Bro Egan was saying, Jehovah Witness, that if the Pentecostals, the charismatics, can have half of their commitment, he said the gospel will fill the world in 10 years. Bro Egan said that far back as 2001. Charismatics, we just do mouth. Glory! It's the word and the spirit. Woo! Woo! Get home, turn on Netflix again. So, I just came back from workers' meeting. Bono. Commitment. Even in the United States, where you are literally banned in most cities, in most states, from preaching publicly, Jehovah Witness will still carry their bag and knock on your door. To beg, Mashi. The knocking is authority. Ko, the heart belongs to the Lord. You know their bag? You put that man. He will still knock. You can slay them and talk about them for whatever I care. But you can't fault that commitment. You can't question that commitment. Where is yours? To the gospel, to people. If you are committed, you are going to bear more fruit. When you are not a Christmas tree. It's only Christmas tree that does not bear fruit. Say Christmas tree, yeah. You will not be a Christmas tree in Jesus' name. You that know true doctrine, do something with it. Be committed to a work. Look at our parents. Some of them have been in a church, one church, 30 years, 40 years. How many know what I'm saying? Let me be honest. Personally, I know my dad has been in a church, in that church, for over 35 years. 30 years! You be here? He said, one man is a keyboardist, is a professor. He wrote on Facebook, he said, his pastor put it on Facebook. Put his picture. He's a professor. I don't know if you saw it like that. That he's marking 50 years in that church. A professor. And he's the organist. You have thought, as professor now, I used to be the organist. He said, every young people that came, I wanted to become the organist. You go and learn more. He has money. You go and learn more. Increase his skill and tell the choir master that, my skill is better now. And he did that for 50 years and he's still the organist. He said he has been the organist since he was 18. Commitment. I saw it, I liked it, I wanted to like it 5 times. Because I want it for myself. 50 years in a single assembly. And there you go, word man. Before we know it, you're already at Logic International Ministry. From Logic. Rema. From Rema. It's a Caruso International Gospel Evangelical Fire. From there, Glorious House Church. Glorious House Church. Glorious Shop Church. From Glorious Shop, Glorious Hotel, you find yourself in Empire Ministries. Yeah, there's a new pastor in town. He talks exactly like pastor, but he has vibes. This is how a pastor doesn't have vibes. Vibes. He has vibes. You know. He has the word, but if you see what I'm saying, Sha, my Lord, vibe machine. You are not committed. Be committed. Be committed to people. You know, I was just reminiscing about how reminiscing. What was it? reminiscing. I'm sure something was wrong. I was just reminiscing about how when we were younger, our parents would take us to vigils, even though they knew you were going to sleep. And they would still carry you to that vigil. We go. They are the ones that will cover you with clothes on mats. If you don't know what I'm saying. They are the ones that will cover you with clothes on mats. As they are praying, they will be taking mosquito off you. But they will take you there. Only locking it. They know that you cannot fast that fast. But they will tell you, you are duty 12. My mom was taking me to women's meeting. Women. It's always strange. Wednesday morning. Every holiday. I always hate holiday because of that. Women meeting. I'm not doing conga. In the flesh. My worship is not acceptable. I don't even want to be accepted. They will give you offerings. You're going to church the money. Say, you, this is your offering. This is your, even though we don't know what you did with it. Well, you understand, faith. You didn't spend offering. Not once. I spent offering. I'm your pastor. I spent offering. Jesus, forgive me. But nothing like it. Hey! Sometimes I used to pay it. But I would divide it. If you give me 15, I'll pay 10. My lord, yeah. And the woman used to go and buy things from, she knows it's our offering. Are we working? And she help us break it so that we can buy something from her. Spicy and speedy. Ni Sufi? Ha. We're not friends like ye. Sufi Center. South Camp. It's idiot. They are still there. That shop has been from everlasting. But they're still going to give you. Emulate that commitment. Unfeigned faith. The commitment of others should inspire you. So in the work of ministry, the first character you need is what? Commitment. Before we start talking about what you do in the new cell, you first have to have it in your life. That you are committed. When you give your word, you're committed to it. Like Jephthah. Jephthah was named among the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11. Because when he gave his word, he was a man that was committed. Committed to what he said that he was going to do for the Lord. And don't let anybody deceive you. He actually did not sacrifice his daughter. He didn't burn the daughter. Probably teach that much more. Some years come. He was committed. He let the faith of others come. He said, someone put sticker. Your church sticker. It's not about stickers. It's in our hearts. The level you go, the one in your heart, you are not seeing it. It's not showing. I love it when people put their church sticker. I like it. When I hear that I am a winner, with Baba's head, with Baba's body, and you know his head. When I see that I am a winner, I like it. I always tell them, well done. You should be proud of your church. Put it on your head like this. If you have worked with me before and you have seen a chosen before, I would have told you before that I like that chosen. You can fault anything. You cannot fault their commitments. You think it's easy for someone to be wearing green about? No matter the kind of color you come, you wear green. You're not a traffic warden. But no matter the color you wear that day, if you like wear striped shirt, rainbow, you will still put on green. There was one man that even spoiled you to wear green shoe. Maybe he felt like we are not doing enough to match it. Hallelujah. You can't force that commitment. It is visible to a blind man. You must have such commitment to your local church. You're asking, what's the name of your church? Don't worry, it's a small church. Shut up. Are you sure you're part of us? I didn't even ask you. You should have told them first. Come and see. Hallelujah. Be proud of your church. Wear the banner with pride of your pastor. Let the commitment of others, let it inspire you. I have seen unfeigned faith. So the work of ministry, of pioneering cells, we said, is the work of filling the earth with the glory of the Lord. It's the work of starting work so that we can have more disciples, right? Right? More disciples. And we said the first character you must have is what? Commitment. Unfeigned one. Unfeigned means we cannot doubt it. If someone doubts it, it's because they are doubters. You must do it with so much poise, gusto, with so much, how do I put it? It's your full chest. You're not Nigerian, you don't understand that one. Full chest, that means I carry it up top of my head. I remember when I never see you. Holy Ghost on top of my head. Holy Ghost, you like it, say it. You have forgotten. Holy Ghost upon my head. Upon my head. Manifest. It used to be joke when we are joking. Uh-huh. After saying it, Holy Ghost upon my head. Put it on your head. Upon my head. And we are doing doctrine. It's in my heart. What does he say in our heart? This is the kind of song we'll be doing. It's in my heart. It's in my heart. In my heart. Yeah, do. Upon my head. Hallelujah. There's one that was bad. Upon my head. Upon my head. Yeah. Upon my head. Put it on your head. The first character is to be committed. Hallelujah. You're committed to people. It's the work of people. It's not a work of fame. Yes, I taught you about the good shepherd. You can go and listen to it again. The good shepherd. The one who is the shepherd of the shepherd. Or shepherd from the shepherd. How that in the work of ministry, you must know that it's a person's work. That makes sense? You are dealing with people, real human beings. When I get a report, earlier on, say, about five people. When we have a report then, about five people. Tell me about six people. There's not like about six. Did you have just a person's one leg just came to say, what's about six? Leg just like match. Say, we don't know this person. Okay, half. These are people. How many people were in the camp meeting? You must be able to say definite numbers. Is that clear? It's a work of lives. That's why you must not lose one. Amen. And you won't lose any. Amen. Nothing dies in your hands. Remember that yesterday? It's the work of lives. You must be a shepherd. The second thing you must have after commitment is compassion. I'm trying to preach like Rokumuyi tonight. Amen. If you don't know what I'm saying, you don't know. I call one particular teaching, you know, you even. Brokumuyi. So they say Brokumuyi. Pastor, Bishop, Great Reverend. But a lot of people say believe just Brokumuyi. Deeper life, Christian ministry. Yeah, the ministry I love so much. Again, you can't afford the commitment to in that ministry. There are no two kinds of people in that church. You can see some mistakes that they just showed in they will not come back again. But when you see a deeper life member, we don't have to tell you. There's someone who might have made it, I said, this one is deeper life. I saw the skirt. The skirt has a particular pattern. You know, what do you call that skirt? Eh? Pleated. Whatever that means. Not just pleated. It can be pleated skirt that is going to hell. You see earrings. I don't know if it happened now. Still not. Aha. Oh, that's me. I cannot. You see earrings. Go to some of our world churches. Ministry of the world. Committed to the world. The earring is on people's ear. A trailer can use it to go on the road. They just need two of it. A trailer can manage it. Oh, there is a word. We are in fruitfulness, Christmas tree. The trailer, like, it might not fit him, but he will manage it. You don't see your commitment. It's the work of commitment. Meaning, night or day, sink or swim, live or die. This is where I am. In offense or in pleasing, in anger or in pleasure, in persecution or in comfort, this is my post. We must not be carried away with the spirit of his age, where men are not committed, just jumping loyalties, just jumping ships. You know, you actually can be committed to the ministry of the word for the rest of your life. I mean, without dropping the ball, without letting go at all. And I receive it for you. You actually can have this workers meeting for the rest of your life. Every year. And I receive it for you. Who says you cannot be committed? Who says that? That's a lie. Let the commitment of others inspire you. That's the first character. But the first trait you need for starting a new work. The second is compassion. In Matthew chapter 9, so I was talking about Brokumuyi's message. So he gave us 7 C's, 7 R, 7 W. Ah, I already knew that. That is my one get to 7. We nearly passed 3. Once he passed 3 of this, that meeting was like 4 hours long. What happened? Is Jesus coming tomorrow? But that's commitment. Hallelujah. Compassion. Matthew chapter 9. Can we read from verse 35 to 39 together? And healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. And they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. The harvest is truly plenteous. But the laborers, pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen. Sheep without shepherd is primarily used for the unbelieving, for those who are yet to believe. But see what he said. He said, he was moved with compassion. So after your commitment comes compassion. Compassion. Compassion to see people saved. if the fact that people are still living careless lives outside the gospel, if it's not bothering you, then you have no business starting a work. You must be compassionate. Is that clear? If you have never cried for a soul, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know. You should be faulting your ministry. Sometimes you weep. Probably have seen me cry, yeah. Sometimes when we pray. Because sometimes you look at people and you say, what's happened? Some believers who were serving the Lord before and something happened. You have to be moved with compassion. Hallelujah. It's the work of compassion. The work of the shepherd is the work of compassion. He will leave 99 and go after one. Like David, when the lion came and took one of the sheep. The issue is though, it's not that the sheep will go, yeah? You still have some with him. It's compassion for the sheep. Is that how this sheep will just become dinner? Is that how this sheep will just go? Compassion. Your heart must be there. Thank you, Jesus. So you must have genuine compassion for people. He was moved with compassion. You saw the same thing with Paul. When the man of Macedonia cried out, he was moved. A minister of the gospel cannot say, nothing moves me. Ah, not even the Holy Ghost. Nothing moves me. I'm not moved. Yeah. There's a path, there's a place where you can say, we are moved, we are unshakable. But you have to be moved with compassion. Sometimes you are praying for the lost and you don't know it and tears will be coming from your eyes. That is a man of God. So you start out the work with commitment. You start it with compassion. Is that clear? You also started with a Christ-centered message. Because these days, there are different kinds of messages. One say, I am called to be an apostle to the marketplace. What's that? What's apostle to the marketplace? The message must be Christ. Don't try and pull crowds. Don't try and, you know, Pastor, you know, we already know the Christ life. The scriptures are Christocentric. Some people have changed Christocentric to cryptocurrency. Their message is now money. So, there's a higher life. There's a higher life that Christ brings you to. And when you enter that higher life, you know, it gives you favor. Favor. I'm trying to do it. You know, when you believe in the word of God. Let me just go and learn this thing. Word of God. The word of God will tell us. Woman is true. The message must be Christ-centered. No mixtures. That's 2 Corinthians 6. Paul says, by pureness. That's how you approve a minister of the gospel. By pureness. Pureness means of one single unit. It's not mixed. A minister is approved by pureness, by knowledge, by love and faith, by the Holy Ghost, by the word of God. Commitment, compassion, Christ-centered message. Jesus said to Peter, feed my flock. Not with the state of the nation. Not with politics. You feed them with the word. Jeremiah 3:15 said, I will send you pastors and they will feed you with my word. Ezekiel 34, from verse 9 through to verse, can you even read to verse 16? Then you can read verse 23. Never let's look at it. Jeremiah 3. You learn something? Verse 15. And I will give to you shepherds, that's the word pastor there, according to my heart. So anyone who is pioneering a walk is a shepherd. Is a pastor. Because he has people he's overseeing. Which, they what? They will pastor you. According to what? No. According to what? My heart. Which shall feed you with what? Knowledge and understanding. They will feed you with knowledge. Knowledge of what? My heart. My will. My plan. My purpose. My reign on the earth. They will fill you with knowledge. Your message must be Christ-centered. Must not be colored with greed. Bible says, some truly preach Christ. But out of strife. It must not be colored with strife. It must not be colored with materialism. Someone was sharing a clip with me. The pastor said, you know, Jesus said, when you go into that town, you go to a man's house and all of that, and say, the master need this room to eat the Passover and all of that. And from there, the only thing you could pick, he said, there is room for us. Not gospel that when you walk to a company, that God has made provision for men that will assist you there. I'm not against that. I'm against that being the crux of your message. Everything Jesus has done amount to you just getting a job. A job whose the CEO is a Muslim. Like, Jesus is beautiful for situations. I am beautiful for situations. As per who? You're not even beautiful in real life. So I'm the joy of the world. I don't understand. Don't mix your message with, Billy Akoni, we call it Alula Balu. The way Baba used to call it. You are mixing it with, you are mixing Gary and sand. Say people like chocolate. Say sand is chocolate. Christ-centered message. Because a pastor sometimes is boring, he doesn't attract people. Stay with it. That's the power of God. Eventually the earth will be filled with that same knowledge. It's not boring. People are just used to wrong things. Amen. Stay with the message. It's a Christ-centered. Don't mix it with the entertainment. Don't mix it. That 1 Samuel 17 that we're looking at yesterday, I'll show you something. So you are starting a walk. You start out knowing that it's a work that takes all your life. Start out committed. Then you start out with compassion in your heart. Then the third thing is that you must start with Christ-centered message and determined to always preach that. A Christ-centered message. 1 Samuel 17. After David, from where we stopped yesterday, after David said, your servant has kept his father's sheep. And we said that's our testimony, right? Your servant has kept his father's sheep. He said, when the lion came, I ran after the lion, and I took the lamb out of his mouth, and when he arose against me, I took him by the beard, and I slew him. Same thing with the beard. What was this uncircumcised Philistine? Verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion, and out of the paw of the beard. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, the Lord be with you. That doesn't look like something that even came to his heart. He said, okay, he's like, this one's ready to die. He cannot shift someone's death date. Go, the Lord be with you, or you'll be with the Lord. Verse 38. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head, and he coated him with a coat of mail. And David guided his sword upon his armor, and he, as he was going, and he had said to go, for he had not proved it. Can we hear what David said to Saul? And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with this. I have not proved them. And David put them what? Put it off. I have not proven this. What kind of method is this one again for ministry? I told you the Lord delivered me out of the mouth of the lion. Did I wear helmets? Stay with the way the Lord has been working with you. Don't go pioneer a walk and we're not hearing that glorious house church. You are taking 5 offerings. Who said is that one again? 5 offerings. Are they planning to build something that we don't know? Abishos. We have not proven that one. No. Take off that helmet. Amen. Put the helmet, take it off. Glorious house church. Concerto. Glorious house church. Port Harcourt. Concert. Who approved that? Take it off. David said, Ma Kubami, don't give me useless ammo. Imagine David went to Goliath's sword. Yeah. Someone has not carried his sword before. One, he will not be able to say that statement that I have not come to you with sword. Goliath said, are you dumb? Is that not something? Because what really got God was that David put God's name on the line. I did that some years ago too. He put God's name on the line. If he was defeated, God was the one that had. Saul and his armies, they just ran into their tent. They didn't know the God they were serving. They said, I have not come to you in sword, with swords and armors. I have come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the army of Israel, whom you defy this day. Imagine you had gone with, even though I came to you with sword. It's not like I came to you with sword. Okay, I dropped it. Could I have been laughing? The giants will sit down and be laughing. After the laughter, like Saul said, David will meet with the Lord. Amen. He said, the Lord be with you, you'll be with the Lord. Anyone? Don't bring in strange armor. Let your message remain the message Christ gave us. How that Christ died according to scriptures. How he was buried and he rose the third day according to scriptures. And whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. As many as believe in his name are now the sons of God. Behold, brethren, now are we the sons of God. And because he has shed forth his spirit in our hearts, we now cry, Abba Father. Amen. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That is the message. Is that clear? Don't mix it. Don't make it colorful. Don't add entertainment. Don't do Christian Fuji. Say people are going beyond this. Lift your hands to the Father and bless his name. And we are just singing, you unraveled me with a melody. Pastor, people want to hear, you unravel me. But I hear melody. You surround me. You surround me. Zazuze. Bizarre. People are even changing worldly song to, which one was that? That people are changing to, I'm trying to change the gospel. We saw it that time. Don't fail me. Eh? Church was playing pa-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Now you know it. Aha, thank God for you. With choir, with the robe. If the reality of that parana come upon all of them like this, church. That's not the one I'm talking about. There's one that no select church did. Everybody gets okay. Everybody gets okay. Lift him up. He is a lie. Like, you all know, and the pastor is sitting there, and the pastor is saying, glory to God. On high, seated on high. He is a lie. You are the one seated. And you are not seated on high. You are seated down in a fire. Don't mix it. Don't mix it with drama. Don't mix it with entertainment. Go for the Christ. Right, go for the Christ. Commitment, compassion. I'm not here to give you methods. All I'm expecting to hear, you will gather people, five people. You are already doing that in our church. I'm not going to give you a new armor. Amen. I'm giving you what you need in starting a work. Starter pack, commitment. Starter pack, compassion. Don't forget to put Christ-centered messages. That is what you will be doing every time. That will be what you are committed to. That will be what you are compassionate about. Don't be like David. Don't put on an extra armor. Don't burden yourself. Surely, tabati dawe. Ta badwa. Ta korolong nino bibeli. Appreciate, appreciate. How did I say that in English now? See, once we have prayed, and we have fasted, and we have taught God's word, that's all we need. That's all we need. Which one is extra curricula again? That's all we need, amen. That's where the power is. That's where the power is. After all the drama and the entertainment and the bells, okay. Tell them one person, call the leader of the music team, of the choir, come and heal the sick. Give us a psalm. Psalm what? Psalm 27. Psalm in the Bible. I don't write poem. Give us a psalm by the Spirit. Oh, Psalmos, God. Can you give us a word of knowledge? I don't know it. What a word of wisdom. God is the only wise king. I don't know it. What a prophecy. I'm not a prophet. What do you have? And you are called a leader of people because you have used everything for entertainment. Don't do entertainment. Go for the raw power of God. Amen. Don't try and form healing meetings and put like leg light and bring camera. Go for that raw power in the street. Is that clear? That rugged. You remember the years that you just stood at what street was that? Ajay? And everybody was looking. Command you in the name of God. Get out of that man. And everybody was looking. What's happening? Was he madman, Abi? Was he madman? Talk to yourself. Eh? Okay. Not stable. Everybody was looking. Who are coming from your houses? It's not a ministry. It's not stable. Oh. That's the medulla, medugini. Go, get out. And that's the cycle. There's a part of the brain that connects with it. I don't know that one. Ayobabalola did not know that one. Ayobabalola didn't know it's part of the brain that is cycle. Don't mix it, and you will see the power of God.
Starter pack. One, two, three. The last one is character. Good character. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, this is a true saying. Verse 1. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop must be blameless. Say blameless. You must add this one to your starter pack. Character. You must be blameless. You can't lead people when you yourself... It's go to that 2 Corinthians 6. I wish we had more time tonight. Verse 3. Giving no offense in anything. That the what? Giving no offense in anything. That the ministry be not blamed. The moment you start to lead people, you are called cell leader. Some of you, you know, some of you are not cell leaders. Now you know what I'm saying. In the way you perceive cell leaders. When something happens, the first thing that comes to you is, he's a cell leader. Yes or no? Sometimes you can try to fight it. He's a cell leader. Why is he acting like that? Whatever you do, giving no offense in anything, people will forget what happened. They will not start picking. You are cell leader versus, they will forget that it's the person that offended you. It's you that they will pick on. Oh, you are a pastor. Now, pastor, am I being? Sometimes it's not the person that, say the person that was offended. He said, pastor, the Bible says, No, it's not like I'm not angry. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not angry. No, I'm not. Pastor, we can see it in your eyes. I'm not angry. So you can see it in my eyes. Microscope. Pastor. Pastor, do like this. Give me no offense in anything. Because people, the way the devil works is to find something to blame the ministry. Even if, what's the name of these people that stop car to check for your particulars? DIO. And last man. Even if they stop you on the road. Say, where's your fire extinguisher? Where are your papers? The moment they see clergy, they will leave the fire extinguisher that you don't have. You are a pastor now. Pastors are meant to be the, law-abiding citizens. You are meant to show examples. That's the devil for you. He has left what you don't have, like a normal citizen. They've forgotten that you are human. Anything is, pastor now. We call you pastor. And you know what you cannot do? You cannot bring bribe. You're worsening your case. You cannot say, just help me manage this 2K. You say, pastor. You cannot say, pastor. Go. Only God knows those are serving him. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. A bishop will be blameless. So, you are looking at every part of your life, and you are adjusting. That's why Paul will say, you have known my endurance. Because you're also human. It means you have to endure. My endurance. You learn something? That the ministry be not blamed. Don't bring the ministry to disrepute. Your personal mistakes will not only be blamed on you, but they will blame it on God's work and God's word. You not start having your mommy say, your mother will start saying, but they made you pastor in your church. Is this how you people act in your church like this? It's people like you that they make pastor. You see what you have done? You have let stone catch me. Catapult. The moment they start saying, is it people like you they make pastor? Your pastor they are talking to now. Why? Because you cannot just hold yourself in. A bishop must be blameless. Meaning that things that it will be inconveniencing you. It's paining you that you cannot talk. But you cannot talk. Come on, so here. You cannot. I have told you before, the moment someone is made a leader, or a good example in church, let me say it again and again. I am sure of this one, like the lines of my hands. The devil comes for that person. I said it like 5 years ago. The moment someone is made a leader, or I just bring you out and I say, this is a good example, this person did so. That's the devil's next target. It is not a new trick from Genesis. Abel was a good example. So, okay, good example. Wow. Maybe someone or two. Moses, there is a boy, he's good looking, he says he's a favored child. The devil will come for him. Every good example is a devil's target. That's why you pray for your pastors. You will not know what it is to pastor till you start pastoring. Just like you will not know something that the money is used for in ministry until you are a leader. You wonder, you just keep, they say donate for, until you are a leader, you don't know, nobody's actually taking money. What is taking more? You feel, I'm giving much now. Oh, you're a leader. You know, the end in ministry is money.
One brother said that one time. I did not agree, but I agree now. I was not pastor in there. I agree now. That M, that first M, is the message and the money. Oh, we need keke rere. I want those of them. You would have said that one. They were missionaries. You would have gave them that, put down their life. Oh, we need keke rere. You won't know it. You won't know how difficult it is to pastor until you start being one. Give no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed. So a cell leader, you comport yourself. Character. A bishop must be blameless. Quickly go back there. First Timothy 3. He must be the husband of one wife. Sunday, amen. Amen. And the wife of one husband, amen. Why is amen not happening? Amen. Husband of one wife, wife of one husband. Can we have amen? I know I'm saying it. 20 years will come. 25 years. Say amen. Wife of one husband. Amen. There will come in time. Write it down. It's just going to be like a trend. Things are having two husbands. Say, don't be angry with one another. I will take care of both of you. That means he must be fidel. He must. By saying one wife does not. You don't say, he's just a one wife. Don't say side chick. Say that. Side chick. What manner of doctrine is this? Say that, saying side chick. You think this is discipleship? Obey my disciple, everybody. In marriage. Mm-hmm. Husband of one wife. Vigilant. Sober. Sober means you are humble. Good behavior. Giving to hospitality. Apt to teach. Giving to hospitality means you are ready to accommodate people. You are friendly. You are jovial. You are social. The work of ministry is not. I don't talk to anybody. I don't talk to people. That's me. That's where I was born. You'll be born again. You are not ready to lead God's people. If you're ready to lead God's people, you'll be a friendly person. How many of you know I'm friendly? I'm actually very, I thank my witnesses. Raise your hand again. Shall I raise your hand? I'm actually very, very, very friendly. You should know that by now. You have to be friendly. Are you the one who said you come and solve the security problem of Nigeria? Say leader. Came to say.
There's this message.
Hallelujah. Today we are teaching spiritual growth. Like I said last week. You cannot grow. If they are growing, it's stunted growth. Like I said last week. You have to grow. He must be given to hospitality. He must also not be given to wine. That means not someone, let me put it this way, it's not someone with an uncontrolled appetite. Don't say, I don't take wine, it's ice cream. But that ice cream, you can take 85 in a day. Well, diabetes will come for you one day. Your body cannot undo it. If you like, eat the blood of Jesus, drink the blood, your body cannot undo it. I have to tell Bro Michael, we are rationing my coke. I like it. We are rationing it now. I was asking, did I take yesterday? He said, no, sir. Okay. Then I'll go one more day. I will take coke. I'll not be playing table tennis. So that the coke, I can burn the sugar. You can't be given to wine. You must not have something that you cannot control. You must not have it. Is that clear? So it's not about wine, it's about uncontrolled appetite. You must not be a striker. Striker is not football position, though. That means someone who is easily angered. Short fuse. Anything will boil over. You must not be greedy. You must be patient. Not a brawler. Not covetous. One that rules his house well. Having his children in subjection. You must not be a novice. Verse 6. That's on the church now. You must not be a novice. You cannot start a cell when you are just learning God's word yourself. That's why we have it in our own local church, for example. That you must have spent at least 3 to 4 years before you can now be a cell leader. What did I say? 3 to 4 years. That means we have seen you. There's no new character you want to bring forth. You know, it's going to be very strange to pretend for 3 years. Eh? 3 years. If you can pretend for 3 years, that's your life. Be doing it again. 3, 4 years. Who would have seen everything? There's none of these people here like this. I don't know where. If you tell me this person did this, I say, it's not beyond you. But if you say that you did something, I say, are you sure you're not mistaken? Huh? Hallelujah. He must not be a novice. Someone we know. Hallelujah. Someone who has
sat down to hear teachings. Not someone who just came for information. Someone who also is a disciple. He's not just around for information to tell the prophet. And he will go after some years. No, he's someone who has been trained. We have seen him come for meetings over and over again. Not a novice. Lest being lifted up with pride, he will fall into the condemnation of the devil. Don't set people up for failure. Is that clear? Don't start what you cannot handle. When a generation of aces, don't start what you cannot handle. I always thank God I waited to start when we started. Because I can imagine. Now, there were a lot of things I knew, but the communication was not that pure. The communication was not that solid. Until about 2015-16. If I had started earlier, I don't know. Because the plan was I was coming to Lagos to actually pioneer a work. So imagine it was 2013, I just started. Now, I'll probably just turn to one of these suit pastors. Show glam. Go and rent suit with lights. The word says, hallelujah. Then you'll have seen one about my young pattern here. Don't make a novice a pastor. Man. Moreover, he must have a good report of them that without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. The deacons likewise must be grave. That means they must be serious people. Not playful, that joke around, nonchalant. Must be grave. That was serious. Not double-tongued. Not giving too much wine. Not greedy. Holding the mystery of faith with a pure conscience. Let this also be what? First be what? Be proved. And let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even their wives, let them be grave. Not slanderers. That means even the wife of a pastor, the wife of a cell leader, the wife of a fellowship leader. Can you say, oh, to Tabayahu? Because, you know, say, they're not pastor's wife. Is it problem? Is that a pastor's wife? That's why I'm talking like a dog. You know, there are things that normal people can do. So you give my money today. That money you are owing us in our shop. You give it to, well, I'm not leaving this your shop. But a pastor's wife cannot go there and say, you give us that money. Are you a pastor's wife? And they call you and say, pastor's wife. So you have to do everything with, please, you, our money. So I did bad. A lot of shall not pastor's wife. Amen. How to start a new work. Starting a new cell. Starter packs. What do you need? Commitment. Let it be in your heart. Don't talk about people who are not doing the right thing. You do the right thing. Do sticker. Put sticker in front of your car like this. I am a glorious. I'm a chosen. Put it. Don't put my face here. Just put the sticker. Amen. This is number stickers in our heart. Put it in your heart. Check the one in your heart. Stop the one in the sticker. Amen. When we're younger, those were things that, you know, every December 31st, they will sell this sticker for the new year. People will buy it. 15 naira, there's one of 15 naira, there's one of, I remember that year, there's one of 100 naira. December 31st. They said, this year is the year of fruitfulness! Ushers start okay, stickers. So give me three. People start putting on their Bible, they will remove the former year, they put it on their Bibles again. It's on your cars. That very night. That is commitment. There's no work of ministry that will survive without commitment. We have to be committed. We have to pledge our lives to it. And we have to be compassionate about it. Commitment means you are going to give everything you have. Sometimes including your resources, your money, your time. Sometimes you have to sacrifice things that matter to you. It's called commitment. Is that clear? And your compassion. Then Christ-centered message, then good character. These four are complete. We have a new work that will trans to the glory of God. Amen. We have a work that you in which you will see greater things. We have a work that will birth more men into the work of ministry. We have a work that will thrive. We have a work that will be fruitful. You will have multiple other supernatural numbers. We have a work that the hand of the Lord is mighty upon. We have a work that the glory of God will prevail in. And that is your work. Pray for yourself tonight. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Our works are prospering. Our cells are growing. As we are committed, compassionate,
Christ in our message, and with good character, we receive multiplicity of harvest, increase, supernatural increase. Ensure you pray. This is the last session for today. There's increase. The work of our hands are multiplying in the name of Jesus. The glorious house church in every place. Men yielding to the gospel. All over Lagos, all over Nigeria, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We believe and we receive it. All over Africa. You are a part of it. New works. Increase. New works. Growth. Growth. The Genesis mandate is ours. The spirit of the prophets. There's growth. There's growth. We are committed. Our commitment is not shifting. We don't shift posts. We don't shift posts. We are men committed to what God is doing. Our compassion is renewed. And our message, Jesus alone is our message. More cells are bet by the Spirit of the Lord. More cells are bet by the Spirit of the Lord. More cells are bet by the Spirit of the Lord. More fellowships. The existing ones are thriving. They are healthy. They are growing. We believe and we receive.